This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Let's welcome tonight's guests. She taught Katy Perry what a real firework is, former State Department spokeswoman and founder of Polaris National Security, Morgan Ortegas. This Jesus is looking for apostles, but you have to apply on Twitter. Social scientist and YouTube host Hotep Jesus. He's got nerves of steel and feet to match. Retired Marine Corps bomb technician and Fox News contributor Johnny Joey Jones. And police use his act to disperse unruly crowds. Comedian Joe Mackey. I'm sorry, Joe, that joke was left over from Gutfeld's introductions.
I'm surprised the crowd didn't boo.
Yeah, so true. Look, this is this whole monologue, Morgan, was something I wanted to do based on the idea. I hear conservatives say this all the time. Someone will say, you have a right to free speech, but you can't employ misinformation. And I say, no, if you're really conservative, this is called the right to be wrong. Do you know what I mean?
You have the right to be a dumbass in America. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that is enshrined in our Constitution. And so it's true.
The Democrats built a whole party around it.
Do what you got to do. By the way, I have to take an aside. I know that the camera keeps showing me, but everyone thinks that Joey loves America the most because he gave up his legs for this country. I just have to say, I love America the most tonight. I have on my American flag pants. So, Joey. Raise you a steel foot, Joey, for my America pants.
If for fashion only, you have tremendously better legs than I'll ever.
Sorry, I had to digress and talk about my pants.
Well, you know, how do you feel about the state of freedom in America? A lot of what I said had to do with the medical stuff, because I do think that was the worst infringement on American freedoms that we've seen, that we've ever seen.
Well, luckily we have this show. We have Greg, we have you, we have Joe, we have everybody that can come here and give the middle finger to all of the self-proclaimed censors. So yeah. I'm okay with that.
True. Hotep, what do you think of the state of freedom? I mean, we're here. I don't want to be a downer because we're here. We're coming to the 4th of July. But where is freedom in America today?
We have lots of freedom, especially this year in election. We have lots of great options. We have a juiced up anti-vaxxer. We have a governor with the charisma of Jeb Bush. We have a dementia patient with a crackhead son who don't take care of his babies.
Who's he talking about? Johnny Joey Jones. We are we in a freedom crisis? Do we have to remember what our founders, they put in these documents? And now we have bureaucrats who say, well, no, we believe in freedom. We had the president say, give me a break with your freedom. I heard Schwarzenegger say that. Oh, damn your freedoms.
He needs to get back in the chopper, man. Get the hell on out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what we have in this country, the plague that we're really, the scourge that we're really dealing with is institutionalized insecurity. We're no longer told we can go make it for ourselves. We don't even believe we can have children and take care of them anymore. So the things we don't do now, like partake in our freedoms, are because we've been indoctrinated, or at least our kids have, and not believing in ourselves enough to take any kind of risk to go get it done. You can't go start a business, so you need to work for the government. You don't need to have 5 kids because you can't raise them, or you don't even have what it takes to raise the kids you have. And so that's the problem. We have institutionalized insecurity within us. And what happens with insecure people? They lack out in irrational ways. They create safe spaces because they're afraid to hear something they don't like. They call everything an ist. It's racist, misogynist, whatever it is. Not to say those things aren't real. They're just not real every time you say them. And so this type of insecurity that exists among young people, but now even millennials and so many generations of Americans, has been learned. It's not within us. The spirit of America lives within us, and that's a spirit of, hey, you know what? You tell me I can't do it? Dare me, because I'm going to go do it and show you. That's what independence is.
There you go. Dare me. Joe Mackey, should Americans appreciate freedom more, and what can we do to get it through to them?
Of course we should appreciate freedom more. And I just want to say, I almost wore my flag pants today. And had we both worn flag pants, we would have looked silly. And wow, that was inspirational. I wish you could have helped me out when I didn't father all those kids. But I'll say what the problem is here, Tom. The government will mess up and then give itself more power. For instance, on 9/11, a couple of the pilots of the hijacked planes, the hijackers, violated the rules of their visas. Then they committed this atrocity, and instead of the government saying, well, we should enforce the laws that we already have the power to enforce, they have to see my penis when I go on an airplane. And if I say you can't see my penis, they're like, well, then we get to touch your penis. And I'm like, well, that was worse than the first one. It's like two bad options. It's like voting, you know?
You know, Joe, that doesn't really actually happen to everybody else. I don't know who you're going through security. Don't let them touch your penis anymore.
Are you offering? Are you like?
No, the security can see your the machine can. See that? Okay, we'll talk about this more offline. But the thing that I'm trying to say is, Tom, we have to stay vigilant against government overreach. For instance, the FISA court is up for renewal, and basically, what the FISA court is, it's a fake court because you can't have a real court that's secret and has one side. But instead of you know, saying with indignation that this needs to end, a lot of people just aren't paying attention. We're spending the whole time talking about flag pants.
It is controversial. And I do appreciate that. And that's why I said we need that revolutionary spirit again. Instead of begging for our freedoms, we're just going to have to go out and take them.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
They can't get our planes to fly, but they want to block the sky. Biden's new plan is bold, but it will leave us all cold. The White House is said to be open to considering a radical new way to address global warming by attempting to literally block the sun. That's according to a congressionally mandated report from the Biden administration on the study of something called solar radiation modification, or as they call it around the West Wing, that thing Joe can't pronounce. The concept, known as geoengineering, would involve chemically altering the atmosphere by increasing aerosols and manipulating how and when certain clouds form across the globe. So breathe easy. It's air pollution, but it's good. All that's left is to figure out how Bill Gates can make money off it. Yeah. In theory, the strategy could drastically cool the planet, but it may also disrupt global weather patterns or, worse, make me even paler. Is that me? I had an albino tell me recently I needed to get some sun. In fairness, the White House said in a statement accompanying the report, there are no plans underway to establish a comprehensive research program focused on solar radiation modification. So rest easy. We're open to blocking out the sun. We're just not doing it yet. But if we do, we're ready to kill people to save the planet. So, Joey, I don't know. I think, did you see The Matrix? They said it was humans who blocked out the sun. They called it. We're not supposed to be messing around with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but we're supposed to do it in some really cool way, like nuclear war. You know, like we just guns a-blazing, take everybody out, and if you can get a deep enough hole, you can survive. This is a real weak, just kind of like, just terrible way to do it, right? I'm going to throw a little bacteria or something into the sky and block out the sun, and then like, how do your solar panels work? You know, or like how do you, you know, what this is an or else scenario. They're saying, if you don't get on board with, you know, not running a gas car or not cooking your pizza, then we're going to block out the sun. So you better get on board. That's what this is.
Yeah. I know. If this, Joe, if this wasn't weird, why would they be denying that they're doing it? They're saying, no, no, there's no plans to do this. But we know they're studying it. We see the literature on it.
They say that all the time, that there's no plans to do that, and then you don't have a gas stove anymore.
Yeah.
They're like, there was no plans to take away your stove that we took away.
Yeah. But
it's funny that we're coming full circle here, because they're using these scare tactics to say don't pollute. And then when we finally don't pollute because they've already taken away our car and our stove and made our air conditioner horrible, they're going to be like, okay, everybody, pollution's good again.
Yeah. Yeah. Morgan.
Yeah.
I don't really understand the science of this. It's chemicals. They're putting chemicals in the atmosphere and they hope it's going to reflect the sun back. But they even admit, if we do this, we don't know the side effects. So they want to spray mRNA into the sky. I don't like it.
I grew up in Florida, and I think like everybody I know, oh good, Floridians are here. Yeah. Wow. I feel like everyone from Florida that I know would march on Washington if you try to block out the sun and take away our suntan. Like, yeah. Floridians have tan. Also, I remember growing up in the 80s, they told us that aerosol, like, hairspray cans were bad, and everyone was like, they're going to outlaw all the hairspray cans, but now we're going to take gargantuan amounts of aerosol and put it in the sky. It makes no sense.
That's it. I spent my whole childhood, they were talking about the ozone.
Right.
You can't spray the ozone. And then so we had to do the pump spray, and the pump spray didn't work.
I'm so vain that I was like, I'll take climate change if you take away my hairspray.
That's right. You can't have that. Hotep. This is unintended consequences. This is the kind of thing that once they do it and then they find out the side effects, it could have the opposite effect, right?
This is the most racist policy ever.
It's racist.
They're literally trying to obliterate me. I feel attacked. You know how much I love the sun? Like, I cannot survive in the cold weather. I'm so anti-white. Yeah. I can't do it. My bad. Seriously, though, this reminds me of the movie Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump, he goes, he's fighting the Vietnam War, and it's like raining and raining and raining and raining, right? And they can't figure out why is it raining. Well, guess what? Apparently, there was this thing called Operation Popeye. You probably know about this. He's looking at me like, don't say it, dude.
They've been trying to weaponize the weather for a long time.
They've been trying to weaponize the weather for a very long time. He just said it, not me. So Operation Popeye was basically weather modification. They wanted to make it rain in all these different places, including Vietnam. Henry Kissinger was behind this, et cetera, et cetera. He's behind everything. Anyway, I shouldn't have said that either. I'm totally going to get shot after this.
They don't shoot people. They'll poison you.
In my case, it's going to block out the sun. But so when I look at this and I see this stuff happening, to me, it's not new. They're just telling us what they're already doing or already have done, unfortunately. And you did touch on that.
Yes. What about something where if you're going to block the sun, don't do it in our atmosphere. Put something out in space. Like, you know when they have the, what do you call it when the thing gets in front of the sun? The eclipse, right?
Eclipse, yeah.
What if you just put a satellite up there to just go in front of the sun for like 20 minutes at a time? What do you think of that, Joe?
The solar wind would push it right back into the planet. It would be a massive explosion. It would be awesome, but it would be terrible. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, there is a little bit of historical precedent for that, because a lot of people think that the Little Ice Age happened in the 1300s from volcanic explosions, and that's kind of artificially recreating that to cool the atmosphere. Incidentally, when they talk about a 1.5 degree rise in temperature, they're talking about that from 1870, the end of the Little Ice Age. So we're getting warmer from a really cold, artificially cold through volcanism time period. So is it even that big a deal? I don't think that it is.
What happened there? Joe, did you just turn into a scientist? That kind of threw me.
There wasn't even a script over there. He was saying all on his own.
Little Ice Age, wow. Okay, Joe Mackey, got some dates?
Oh man, you're gonna be seeing some fireworks on the stage.
Oh,
well, bombs. I'm heading to Greenville South Carolina, July 21st and 22nd at the Comedy Zone. Salt Lake City, Wise Guys, the 28th and 29th. Janesville, Wisconsin, the Comedy Cabin, August 11th and 12th. JoeMackey.com for dates. Thank you, Tom.
Beautiful. Thanks to Morgan Ortegas, Hotep Jesus, Johnny Joey Jones, Joe Mackey, and you, our studio audience. Fox News at Night is next. I'm Tom Shalhoub, and on behalf of Greg Gutfeld, I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.